But time is the friend of the wonderful business. It's the enemy of the lousy business. If you're in a lousy business for a long time, you're going to get a lousy result, even if you buy it cheap. If you're in a wonderful business for a long time, even if you pay a little too much going in, you're going to get a wonderful result if you stay in a long time. I find very few wonderful businesses in Japan at present now. They may change the culture in some way so that management's getting more stockholder responsive over there and returns are higher. But at the present time, you'll find a very lot of low-return businesses. And that was true even when the Japanese economy was booming. I mean, it's amazing. They had an incredible market without incredible companies. They were incredible in terms of doing a lot of business, but they weren't incredible in terms of the return on equity that they achieved. And that finally caught up with them. So we have so far done nothing there. But as long as money's 1%, I'll keep looking. I mean, yeah.
You were rumored to be one of the rescue buyers of long-term capital. What was the play there? What did you see?
Well, there's a story in the current Fortune magazine, one has Rupert Murdoch's picture on the cover, that tells the whole story of our involvement. It's kind of an interesting story because it's a long story, so I won't go into all the background of it, but I got the really serious call about long-term capital about 4 weeks ago this Friday, whenever it was. It was my granddaughter. I got it in mid-afternoon, and my granddaughter was having her birthday party that evening, and then I was flying that night to Seattle to go on a 12-day trip with Gates to Alaska in a private train, all kinds of things where I was really out of communication. But I got this call on a Friday afternoon saying that things were really getting serious there. I had some other calls before that the article gets into a few weeks earlier. I know those people, most of them pretty well. A lot of them were Solomon when I was there. And the place was imploding. And the Fed was sending people up that weekend. And so between that Friday and the following Wednesday, when the New York Fed, in effect, orchestrated a rescue effort, but without any federal money involved, I was quite active, but I was having this terrible time because we were sailing up through these canyons, which held no interest for me whatsoever in Alaska. And the captain would say, you know, if we just steer over here, we might see some bears and whales. And I said, steer where you got a good satellite connection. So it was, there's a picture, of course, where I've got my Old Faithful is going off behind me, and I've got my back to it. I'm on the phone, which was the people in the group thought it was kind of funny the way I was working the phone.